This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Love to hear from you, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Remember, if you head over to the website, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there, but you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you read the stories. That's always cool when you read the stories, right? And you just, seriously, engage with us. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. And I've got, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, if you don't know, I've got some extremely thick skin. You're not going to make me nuts. And I love, you know, when you call in, it's always great. I don't mind having the real conversation. Not garbage conversation, real conversation around this stuff. All right. You're not going to believe it's real, but I'm going to do it anyway. Pepsi is unveiling Cracker Jill. Now, I got to ask. That means she's, is she white? I mean, is that what Cracker means? I don't know. I'm just asking. Cracker Jill version of Cracker Jack to promote women's sports. And, well, that would be interesting to see the pictures that end up on there. After more than 125 years, is one of sports' most iconic snacks. Cracker Jack is adding a new face to its roster with the introduction of Cracker Jill. They're celebrating women who break down barriers in sports. You know what's really funny? I'm curious. No, I mean this sincerely. I'm curious as to what this means. And I'm looking at the packages right now. They're kind of cool. You know what I mean? They've got African-American woman on there. It looks like they have a Hispanic type of woman. And you know, women from all over. White women with dark hair. White women with blonde hair. So they try to hit everybody. I get that. But I always thought this was interesting when they write things like women who break down barriers in sports. What does that mean? And when I say that, what I mean by that, what is it? Against men? They're coming against men? Or they're doing whatever? Where's the barrier that they have? And if you want to call and explain it to me, because I'm obviously I am ignorant to the issue. I have no problem with being enlightened. But I mean, when I watch women, and I don't watch it that often, but every now and then, you know, you see, it looks like somebody should, well, the runners are always very interesting because you watch how they just burst out at the end. But where's the break out there? There are women running against women who have been working out most of their lives to run, to do this, to compete. I mean, if it's about money, okay, maybe that's different. I don't know. So, they're tapping into the brand's, let me see, announcing a new character from Frito-Lay, tapping into the brand's rich history of America's favorite pastime. Cracker Jill comes to life through five different representations on a series of special edition bags, which probably means they won't be around forever, right? Anyway, They're going to donate to women's sports for it. All right, that's cool. The company says it will be donating over $200,000 to nonprofit women's sports foundations. They want to help the girls and women, across the country reach their potential in sports and life. So, and again, great thing, great reason for doing it. I'm being honest with you, I don't get the breakout thing. But I just thought it was interesting. Cracker Jill. So, I guess I'm okay with it. What do you guys think? Not a big deal? Big deal? Are they going to leave it forever? Are they pushing up against the men? Because that's what people think at first. All right. I guess Obama got his day in the White House again. So, some of you saw that clip today. Obviously, we're on radio, so I can't show you the clip, if you would. But it was so sad because you see Obama come in, everybody wants to get next to him. Everybody wants to talk with him. Everybody wants to see him. And you watch it, and the funny thing about it is that as they're hovering around Obama, Joe Biden is lost. He truly has no clue to what he's doing there. And again, some of you, head over to YouTube or Fox News or one of those places that might have it, and you know CNN don't have it. Because he truly, truly, truly looks lost. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me and have you guys. You know, I used to say it before. I just forget to say it at times. If you want a particular topic, a particular author, just let me know. Yeah, I'm more than happy to try to get them out here. All right. There's a heckler at the... at Justice Barrett's speech at the Reagan Library. The response was great. I mean, seriously great. And this is what you need. Not mean, not nasty, not in your face. But she was at the Presidential Library. This was on Monday. Somebody started yelling out to her. I'll tell you what that was in a minute. She said, "As a mother of seven, I'm used to distractions and sometimes even outbursts." Everybody started laughing and applauding. The heckler was heard yelling at Colin Barrett, and I don't even know, what does this mean? Anybody know? Enslaver of women. Right? And she was talking about her nomination process. And so my question, I would love to know what this means. If some of you with two brain cells are rubbed together that I don't have, I'd like to know, what does that mean? Enslaver? How is she? She's a woman. How is she enslaving other women? I would love to know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Show the city, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I always say, not part of the problem. Not that hard. And it's not that hard to do, right? Just get informed before you do it. Anyway, we finished up Amy Coney Barrett. She handled that like a real pro. But as I said, I don't really understand what the person was trying to get across. Right? And she was telling the person who was yelling at her, why don't you read my opinion piece to really understand where I'm coming from? So, and that has to be with everybody. You know, we've stopped reading. If that smartphone of yours can't, you know, spoon feed it to you, you're not interested in it, which I think is disgusting, frankly. I don't know. It just makes absolutely no sense. All right, let's hit another one. I love this stuff. Hey, did you guys know that Stacey Abrams is now a millionaire? No, really, seriously. Yeah, the Democrat reported that she's worth over $3.17 million. She had to file state disclosures back in March, beginning of March, I think it was. The figures compared to a net worth of $109,000, which she ran for Georgia governor 4 years ago. I want to know how these people make so much money. Let us in on the deal. Stacey Abrams, worth $109,000 4 years ago. Now she's worth a little over $3 million. I want to know how she's investing. You know, if she really cares for the little people, if she really cares for everybody, throw me some love here. Tell me how to make this kind of money. The then gubernatorial candidate, Brian Kemp, criticized Abrams in 2018 for owing $54,000 to the IRS. Now she launches her second bid for the office. The voting rights activist says criticism of her status is ironic. No, not really. See, they're not criticizing you for having money. That's the point. Nobody cares that you actually have a few bucks. That's cool. That's good. What they're criticizing you for is for you criticizing for years people who had money. Really, think about it. So you will find people on the right aren't mad that you have dollars. What they're mad about is you criticizing others in the past until you actually have the money yourself. Now that you have the money, how much of it are you giving away? How much of you donating? That's what I'd love to know. Abrams said that she did not pay the self-employment taxes on time because her parents needed financial help. She said you can delay IRS payments, you can't delay cancer treatments. Ooh. She also paid off student loans and credit card debt in 2019. Wow. She must have had a windfall of money somehow, right? During a rally in Georgia, President Trump knocked her for living in a gorgeous multi-million dollar house. And again, when you look at it, when you look at the mindset, it's that they bring it on themselves. They're the ones that get on the case of people who have a few bucks. It's remarkable to me, she says. Now, I don't know, what does she do for a living? Right? She lives in a house that's worth almost $1 million. She bought just outside of Atlanta. It's financed by a $760,000 mortgage. The reason I ask that question is, where's the money coming from for that? You got to pay for it, right? She also bought her parents a $370,000 house. Again, somebody's got to pay for it, right? And she's upset that she's being demonized by Republicans. But they demonize people with money all the time, especially Republicans. Right? The white, rich Republicans. It's just amazing. Seriously. Diane in California. How are you doing? You there?
Fine. How are you doing, Joe?
Very good. Very good. What can I do for you?
Well, I just, the topic I want to bring up is the Republican Party's, the voters, I don't want them to be complacent, and I know you don't want either. And I'm just a little worried about, we're talking so much about how we're going to really whip them and they're going to beat them and we're going to just go to town in, you know, the election. And I don't want that. I just want us to realize we won't do that if we don't vote.
Oh, we've got to get our butts in here.
We've
got to do something we normally don't do.
Yeah. I know, right? That's what I was just going to say. But I just wanted you to maybe stress that. And I know you probably have and you probably will. But I just want you to know I think you're great for the most part. And I just feel very, that's one of the things I feel very strongly about. You probably know most of them, but that's one of the major ones, because if we don't go out and vote, it doesn't matter how popular we are and how popular our candidates are. We can't sit there and think the rest of us are going to vote for them. So yep. That's it.
Agreed.
And you have a
very
wonderful
right,
night.
So. Good point. Thank you for calling.
You're-
so she's right. I mean, you hear this all the time, right? And if more Republicans came out this, if more Republicans, if more conservatives got out this, what ends up happening with some of you, they trick you. Especially if you're on the West Coast, right? You hear about these landslides on the East Coast, north to south, and then moving westward. And they'll tell you, God, the Democrats are taking sweeps. They're doing this, they're doing that. It's not a true statement. Most of the time, it's not real. And you have to wait for the votes to come in. Most, and again, we're seeing a lot more mail-in ballots. But in the big elections, Republicans do poll voting. They're more inclined to do poll voting than the Democrats are. So in years gone by, we don't show up at the polls because we've been told that our guy already lost. Well, why don't you stop listening to the news in the night of an election and get your butt down to the local poll? Go anyway. Cast your vote. That just, you know, it's one less vote that your guy loses from. All I'm saying is that don't let them fool you with their verbiage, with their falsehoods. Just don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me show you how out of touch Stacy is. She thinks that the Republicans are demonizing her for having money. And all of a sudden, she believes in success. I believe that every person should have the opportunity to thrive. And because I had 3 years where I was in a private sector, I leveraged all those years. And in that time, I've done my best to not only be a successful person, but to do what I can do to help Georgians. All right? So for 3 years, what, she decided to go to work? She's in a private sector? Abrams, who released a book last year, she also said that she's invested in a number of companies. What are those companies? She was paid more than $700,000 over a three-year period. What is she? Whatever. As an executive director of the Southern Economic Advancement Project. Now, I'd love to know. I'd love her to open her mouth. I'd love her to say how much she gave to charities. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The investigation into Hunter Biden and the contents of his laptop continue.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, Republicans blocked a Democratic attempt to begin Senate debate on a $10 billion COVID-19 compromise, which would fund treatment, vaccines, and testing. All 50 Republicans opposed the move, leaving Democrats 13 votes short of the 60 votes they needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Ah, but that country music is something I love so much. Joe Masita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You really gotta be part of the solution. That's the way to make it really work, right? Be part of the solution. And again, I say 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. Hey, look, there's so much stuff that we can nail and do and talk about. I love it. I think it's great. Now, if I can just get back to it, right? Talk about Stacey Abrams and her newfound wealth. Now, it's funny because she's got the, what, $3 million is where she's at. She was paid by a company a little over $700,000 for a three-year period. So 3 years worth of work, $700,000. I think it's a couple of $100,000 a year, right? Is it, come on, help me out here. What is it, like, $200,000 a year, right? Okay, thank you. So, how did she turn that into $3.7 million? That's what I want to know. Just curious. Now, she's going to say, oh, yeah, sure, the question's to me now. But you guys questioned all the Republicans with money. I mean, I remember all the way back to Mitt Romney, who had had his money for a long time, and you didn't like the way he got it. I'd like to know how she turned, what, $700,000 over 3 years into $3 million. Doesn't she want to share the wealth? Isn't that what they believe in? Just asking. Okay, so here's something we don't talk about often enough. I do talk about local races. But the gloves seem to be coming off in school board races all across the country. They're starting to figure out this is where the money needs to go. And the parties are throwing buku bucks into school boards because for them to push their agenda, they're going to need to put the money they need to put into it, whatever it takes to win that race. Look, whether you guys like it or not, it costs money to do mailers. It costs money to make phone calls. It costs money to do all this stuff that you think should be offered for nothing. I don't think so. I think you should have to work hard for it. I think you should have to raise money. I don't know how you make it a quote-unquote level playing field, but really? Some people like myself took years building up to the point where we had what we needed, had the recognition we needed, was able to raise the money we needed to raise to make things happen. So anyhow, but now you're seeing this more and more and more, and no more than you see in Wisconsin or Wisconsin. I could do that because you make fun of Boston all the time, so I'll do the same thing. So the school board races used to be nonpartisan, but I don't think they were, personally, I don't think they were ever nonpartisan. You go to your party for support. You go to your party leaders for support. They help you raise money from usually from other Republicans or Democrats. So this, your party affiliation isn't listed. That's the big thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, a lot of even Democrats are upset with the CRT training. And they went back to reading, writing, arithmetic. As I told you a million times, in California, they went from among the top schools in the country to almost to the very bottom. National consulting firm has said this is really not totally new. But the new thing is how broad it's become. Now, it used to be in larger cities, you would have the Democrat and or the Republican stepping up to see, to make sure that their people got those seats, or tried to anyway. In the smaller cities and towns, it's a little different. Actually, it's a lot different. My town has changed tremendously in the years that I've been here. And you could easily reach out to the public, you'd easily get your message out, easily speak to people about what was happening. Totally different now, though. So, a woman by the name of Heather DuBois is the executive director of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Public Education Network. Now, she's watched how conservatives have been chipping away at public education, but in a very partisan way, she says. Now, the funny thing about it is, in California, of all places, and even in other places across the country, but here especially, Republicans have been able to maintain in public education for a long time. They've held many seats when it comes to public education. People like the way Republicans handle education. And then the Dems started spending all kinds of money. She said they would, so I imagine in other parts of the country, they are chipping away at trying to get in. Now, I know I say to you, the Democrats run this, the Democrats, they do. In a lot of the major cities, it's totally Democrat. They're the ones running the school boards, the education boards. Now, by putting labels on these people, it allows the party leadership to help them out, to do something for them. But it becomes a party thing. It becomes a partisan. It doesn't become what's right for the kids, it becomes what's right for the party. How can the party say we have the majority of seats, or we have this, or we have these people in education? That's what they're looking for. It needs to be about the kids no matter what. Parties have always been involved in recruiting candidates. I've been involved in that myself. For our party, looking for good people. And there's always been partisan actors running training sessions for newcomers, encouraging them to run for nonpartisan local offices. And it's tough. And now with the new stuff that's coming down the pike and the money that's being infused, it could be dangerous. It could be bad. Now, Ford wrote an article for governing last September under the headline, Why School Board Elections Should Stay Nonpartisan. Look, that's great, but it's not true. It can't be true. It never has been true. I mean, if you really think about it, historically, teachers' unions have been managed by who? Democrats. They've been run by Democrats. They're supported by Democrats. Now, for years, the Democrat Party stayed in the background of this stuff, kind of tongue-in-cheek, and had the unions do all the work. But the, you know, really, as time went on, the conflicts kind of broadened, and the union and the Democrat, I won't say they split, they just didn't fight together like they used to. Anyway, so you really have to look at your school board members, find out what they are, find out what they stand for. Find out what they're saying out in different places. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, New York City. You know, another place you would think was a, used to be a place of freedom. Right? You know, you're out there, you're making money, you're doing your job, people love the hum and the buzz of the city, which I don't really know what that means, but whatever. But a New York City worker, Danielle Jampel, she got fired hours after she questioned the mayor about toddler masks, which I would have got fired too. Probably arrested at the same time. But this employee was fired from her law department. She worked for the law department there in New York City. After her former employer claims that she posed as a reporter and questioned the mayor about his decision not to unmask the toddlers. Now, Janelle was terminated for her role with the city in the New York City Law Department. An agency spokesperson confirmed this. Now, records show that she worked at the department for years as an assistant corporate counsel. So she's not new. She'd been there for a while. They knew what she was like. She attended a press conference at City Hall, where Mayor Adams announced that the city would be erecting billboards in parts of Florida in opposition to the state's new law. They're calling it the Don't Say Gay Law. You know, and I love this because he's put billboards up to attract the gay lesbian teachers who want to be able to speak freely to come to New York and teach. Right? Somewhat what DeSantis did in pulling the police down his area. But here's the deal. Shut up and let it happen. Look, representative government, remember? If you are in Florida and you don't like this law, you don't like what... Move to New York. They'll let you do whatever you want to the kids there, apparently. Including abort them shortly after they're born. They had that law first, by the way. It's not a don't say gay law. That's incorrect. It's not right. And, really, truly, it's fake. So, he talked about the Don't Say Gay law, which prohibits school classroom discussion about gender identity and sexuality. You know what? You should try, I'm not encouraging this, but try having a conversation with a kindergartner through third grader about sex, sexuality, and gender identity. Tell me how that works out for you. Record it, because we could all use a laugh. Don't visit your house. Don't go far.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's one of my favorites. It's fighting music. Who's that? Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Okay, so we're talking about the New York City mayor, the new mayor. Everybody, he's going to be so much different. Yeah, okay, that worked out well, huh? But today he was asked by what he thought was a reporter. I don't know. There's nothing here that shows that this person tried to pass themselves off as a reporter. I don't know if they're assuming that or she admitted to that or what have you. But she opened her mouth to say, hey, 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 this isn't cool. And he wants to unmask their toddlers or mask their toddlers. She's like, you can't be doing that. That's not right. Danielle Gempel was terminated after asking the question. Which I think is just kind of crazy. Why not? Again, free speech is a problem. Now, she attended the press conference at the City Hall building. And this is where he was actually talking about the Don't Say Gay bill, fake bill, remember? So he was taking questions from reporters. He just assumed she was a reporter. I was reading something that came across. And they said, no, she never said she was. Somebody else identified her as a New York Post reporter. 3 weeks ago, she said, you told parents that to trust you, that you would unmask our toddlers. 10 days ago, you stood right here and you said the mask would come off April 4th. Still hasn't happened. You reneged on your promise, and not only did you renege on your promise, but you had your lawyers race to court on Friday to overturn it. So anyhow, someone tried to interrupt her. Then when you look at this, these people, there should have been 20 of you there. There should have been 20 parents there asking him why he lied. That's a lie. That wasn't a mistake. There's not been an eruption of COVID-19 among those under 5 years old. Not that I know of, anyhow. Right? Just amazing. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. So, these are the things you can expect from them. You can expect the lies from them. Then you can expect to lose your job for simply asking a question. It's not cool. Not in any way. All right, Durham, is he closing in? Is he getting close? He released his former Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman's text message. The text message Sussman says that he'll put the lie in writing. Right? I thought they didn't lie. I thought the only ones that lied were Republicans. I'm kind of confused here. Special Counsel John Durham is filing... In his filing, he released what we proved to be a crucial piece of evidence. This is the case against the former Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman. See, if they nail him good, they nail him with lots of years, you never know what he might talk about. A text message he sent to former FBI General Counsel the eve of their September 2016 meeting status, stating the same lie in writing. That's the information he would share, and he wouldn't let anybody know who the company was or who the client was. Now, Durham contends that Sussman was, in fact, working for the Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign. He can prove it. Well, if he can prove it, he should. Prove it, mainstream media is not going to grab it wrong, but we already know this. Durham's original indictment alleges that Sussman told the FBI General Counsel James Baker back in 2016, and that was just a couple of months before the presidential election, that he was not doing work for any client when he requested and held a meeting in which he presented data that he had. And they were white papers that allegedly demonstrated a covert communications channel between Trump and Alpha Bank, which is directly linked to the Kremlin. Now, the indictment alleged that Sussman lied at the meeting, falsely stated to the general counsel that he was not providing the allegations of FBI on behalf of any client, when in fact he was. But, what kind of jail time do you think he'll get? What do you think they'll do to him? Really, think about it. Now, they were talking about one of the tech executives they were working with, and they never named the guy. Until the guy finally comes forward and says, no, I'm him. On September 18th, he said that 7:24, the night before the defendant met with General Counsel, the defendant conveyed the same lie in writing, sent the following text message to the General Counsel's personal cell phone. The text message, according to Durham, stated, Jim, it's Michael Sussman. I have something time-sensitive and real sensitive I need to discuss. Do you have the availability for a short meeting tomorrow? I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of the client, company, or anything else. I need to know what the Bureau thinks. So he set this thing up. And he knew it was a lie. Now, the other problem is when they say he wasn't working for them, they went through his billing, and his record showed that he repeatedly billed the Clinton campaign for his work on the Russian bank information. You'd think they'd figure this out. Send him a bill for sweeping the parking lot. Just amazing, right? And if we had done anything like this, this would be newsworthy 24/7. Durham also called for the handwritten notes from the FBI officials, specifically the former assistant director of counterintelligence, former deputy general counsel. He wants them admitted into evidence. Now, in the handwritten notes about Sussman, purportedly belonging to the former assistant director of counterintelligence, Durham says the official wrote, said not doing this for any client. So they're buying into him saying, hey, I'm not doing this for any client. I'm doing this because I love this country, because I want to make sure justice is served. As he was stuffing his pockets. Similarly, the deputy general counsel took the following notes, which stated in part, no specific client, but group of cyber academics talked with him about research. They compared handwritten notes to figure out who had written the note, obviously. Durham is also motioning to admit Sussman's congressional testimony from December. The interview was conducted under oath, and he lied to them. Right? So this is they felt empowered and entitled to do anything. And the reason was because Hillary was going to get in and nothing was going to happen. Absolutely nothing was going to be a problem. Right? And then they had all these innuendos that Trump, some of you guys may not remember this, I don't know, computer scientists had uncovered a covert server linking the trunk organization to the Ruston-based bank. Never been any proof on it. Nothing. Right? So this is in their DNA. It will never stop. I love some of you that are screaming, we need to do this, we need to put them in jail, we need to do this. Never going to stop. So here's an interesting piece of information. You know, from the great, what do you want to call it, gulag here in California. The second Sacramento suspect had been freed early from prison. This piece of work beat up his girlfriend. So the second suspect arrested in the deadly Sacramento shooting, he posed with a handgun on Facebook. Just hours, well, Facebook Live, hours before the shooting began. The law enforcement picked this up. Now, this is, again, with everything, guys, come on. With everything that Facebook picks up on live, on streams like this one, they have shut the show down in the middle of the show. When I was going after Zuckerberg, when he wanted to give everybody pay, you know, guaranteed pay every week, every citizen, it's like, dude, you can pull that out of your cookie jar and it wouldn't bother you. Put your money where your mouth is. And I was going off on him for a few minutes, and in the middle of my rant, true story, asked Timmy, in the middle of my rant, the show got pulled. Shut down, got pulled. So don't tell me that they don't have algorithms that are listening to what you're doing, that are listening to what you're doing, listening to what you're saying, and pick up certain key phrases. Smiley Martin, 27, also had been freed early from a 10-year prison sentence for beating up his girlfriend. Now, the prosecutors were protesting them letting him out. He was a repeat offender. He had absolutely no respect for anybody else, not for law enforcement, not for the law, and not for the average person either. Martin had pushed a woman to work as a prostitute, according to a two-page letter from District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert. He is, and he's released early. He will continue to break the law, she said. Martin has been charged with possession of a machine gun in the mass shooting, which is a joke. It's not a machine gun. I love it. It's an AR-15. Not a machine gun. Anyway, the gun had been converted to an automatic weapon. Now, here's the funny thing about it, right? So this gets everybody in arms, you know, right away. You got to get tougher gun laws. Tighter, harder to do. You guys, use your brains. Would it help? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Barack Lori joins us in the next hour. I promise. We'll be back in a few minutes.